Morning Watch. Loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ, week 6. The Lord's new commandment given to us that we love one another, Saturday. Related verses, John 15:5 and 9-17. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. As the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. This is my commandment, that you love one another even as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all the things which I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I set you, that you should go forth and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you may love one another. Related reading. John 15 tells us that all the branches should bear fruit. A tree has not only one branch, it has many branches. And all the branches bear fruit in a way of fellowship. This is why later in that chapter, the Lord Jesus tells us that we have to love one another. If we love one another, the people of the world will see that we are the disciples of Christ. In order to be fruitful, we have to love one another. All people deep within are seeking a life and love in real mutuality. This desire for mutuality is in the human nature as something created by God. Not one human being truly wants to live by himself or herself individually. When we live by Christ, in Christ, with Christ, and for Christ, we have love for one another, and this mutual love becomes a strong testimony. This is the outworking of the inner life and the power to bear fruit. In order to be prevailing and fruitful in the preaching of the gospel, we must pay our full attention to the body life. The more we live in the body life and have the reality of the body life, the more we will be fruitful. Such a life will be a strong testimony to our relatives, friends, schoolmates, and neighbors. When all these people see the kind of mutual love we have among us as Christian brothers, they will be very impressed and influenced. This will pave the way and open the door for the Holy Spirit to work in their hearts. To have the real body life helps us to be prevailing. I believe that this is the very reason why the Apostle Paul uses the word fellowship in Philippians 1:5. All the branches bear fruit together, one with another. Not one branch bears fruit individually. The condition of the vital groups is that of loving one another in oneness and with one accord. We must admit that although we do love one another, we may not love one another very much. Because we meet together day after day and year after year, we surely have human affection for one another. But the condition of loving one another in the vital groups should be more than this. We not only love one another, but we love one another in oneness and with one accord. In John 17, the Lord Jesus said that when his disciples are one in the triune God, the whole world will believe that he was sent by the Father. This is the way to gain people. If two or three of us go out as one man, the people whom we visit will realize that there is a dynamic power among us. There will be the impact. And they will be convinced. If we will give up all the hindrances, bonds, and frustrating elements, the Holy Spirit will have a free way to move. When the Holy Spirit has the free way to move, many things will begin to happen. Many new believers will be brought into the church. Another thing that will happen is that the saints will genuinely grow in their spiritual life, and their spiritual gifts will begin to be manifested. In addition, the saints will begin to love one another more. The experience of the divine life will result in an increase in love, because love is the issue of life. This will cause the church life to be living, prevailing, functioning, and powerful. This is what God's people are longing for. Deep in their spirits, they are longing for this.